This is the intersection of assistive, educational, and information technology. Whether it's technology for inclusive classroom learning or tools for community success, technology can promote independence, and inclusive technology has become more available for everyone. Welcome to the Inclusive Technology for All podcast with your host, Mike Murata.
Hey there, welcome to episode 65, which will be released on December 23rd, 2019. Happy Festivus. This will be our last episode of 2019. I've decided to take a few weeks off and actually unplug for a while. This episode will feature the final installment of our deep dive into the 7 Daily Drivers to Support Teacher Effectiveness book, where we're going to discuss influence. Also in this episode, we'll have the usual updates on inclusive tools and an AT chat update. Don't forget, I want to hear from you. Leave your comments and ideas about topics for upcoming episodes. Visit speakpipe.com/ITS podcast to leave your audio message. Also, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. So eye tracking technology continues to be this next frontier for AT access. In fact, there's a new app that was recently unveiled in Copenhagen by a Copenhagen-based startup company, Obitel. Their new app is called iTel, and it transforms any mobile device into an eye tracking access tool to support communication for individuals with disabilities. So the app works on any tablet or smartphone and uses a combination of the camera sensors from the device along with some proprietary sensing technology developed by the company. The end result, simply look at the screen and type letters, which are then spoken aloud. If you want to see a beta version of the app in action and request early access to the tool, visit their website at itel.io. That is EYETELL.io. In this episode, we're continuing our discussion on being effective technology coaches in order to promote teacher effectiveness. We're using the book by Nathan Lang, Everyday Instructional Coaching, 7 Daily Drivers to Support Teacher Effectiveness. This episode, we will be discussing the 7th and final daily driver, influence. Nathan kicks off the influence chapter with the following statement. Coaches can use their influence to create demand for, inspire, and catalyze change. So how do we as coaches reframe the focus from ineffective teaching to effective student learning? How do we drive positive change? Using our influence, we can promote an environment that encourages divergent thinking where imagination and lateral thinking are welcomed and used to creatively solve problems. There are three strategies mentioned in the book to achieve this goal: couching, repositioning, and championing dissenters over cheerleaders. So the first aspect, couching, looks at ways we can insert our divergent ideas into the already accepted framework of existing practices. That way, the new idea doesn't feel so radical or far-fetched. Repositioning is all about coming at a situation from a different perspective in order to make a meaningful connection to your ideas. And then finally, we explore the concept of championing and hopefully converting a dissenter. The easier strategy would be to focus our energy on the cheerleader, you know, that person who has totally bought into the coaching and will shout it from the rooftops for everybody to hear. But constantly relying on that cheerleader actually encourages groupthink, which discourages creativity or individual responsibility. If we can connect with the dissenter and win them over with our coaching, we can actually cause others to look deeply at our ideas and practices. Dissenters also ask lots of questions, which makes us crystallize our process and could help us formulate a better coaching plan in order to promote student success. So now that we've worked our way through this book, it's time to mount the next book I'll be breaking down. I've been doing a lot of coaching with AT teams lately, so it seems to be where my professional reading is too. The next book I'll be diving deep into, and I hope you will too, is called The Coaching Habit: Say Less, Ask More, and Change the Way You Lead Forever by Michael Bungay Stainier. This book is broken down into 7 types of questions we should be asking to support coaching. Those types of questions are kickstart, awe, focus, foundation, lazy, strategic, and learning. Each episode will focus on one type of question. I will hopefully get some guests to share their insights too. Look for the first installment where I discuss the Kickstart question in episode 66, which will be released on January 6, 2020. Want to find other people interested in inclusive and assistive technology? Well, then join us every Wednesday night on Twitter at 8 p.m. Eastern for AT Chat. Each week, Karen Janowski and I lead a hour-long discussion about tools and strategies for inclusion and accessibility for individuals with disabilities. This past week's AT Chat was part two of our two-part year-end extravaganza hosted by our friend Chris Bouguet, titled A Few of Our Favorite Things. This two-week chat gave us an opportunity to share tools and strategies that have worked for us this past year. For part two of the discussion, we focused more on reflections from 2019. The questions included, what was your greatest professional achievement? What is one thing you wish you did differently? What is one goal you set for yourself in 2020? What are some action steps you can take to meet that goal? What do you expect to be the potential outcome of this goal? And what do you hope to change? What is your favorite tool, strategy, or methodology you use to increase your knowledge of inclusive practices? And what underutilized tool, function, or strategy do you wish everyone would come to learn, use, and know more about in 2020? This was a perfect way to end 2019. In fact, I would encourage you to take a few minutes after you're done listening to this episode and write down your own answers to some of these questions. We all need to take moments to reflect on our past experiences in order to improve. If you want to catch up on all the responses from this past week and learn about some great resources, check out the Wakelet archive at bit.ly/ATChat121819. In fact, AT Chat is taking a break for the holiday and will return on Wednesday, January 8th, 2020 at 8 p.m. Eastern. So hope you can join us.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Do you have an idea for a future episode? Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast with your suggestion. It may appear on an upcoming episode. To stay current on all things inclusive and assistive technology, follow Mike on Twitter at MMATP and visit his website at MMATP.com. For inclusive technology resources and all the previous podcast episodes.